Welcome to Caribbean Millennials.
Yo, what's up, guys? Welcome to episode 27 of the Caribbean Millennials podcast.
Yes, we are back.
I know, right? I said that, everybody was just silent. I was, I'm sure it's like 10. I'd be like, wait, we on? We going? Yeah, we going. It's episode 27. Let's do this shit.
All right. Hey, guys, I'm recovered. Voice is back. No coughing.
Not dying. All right. You're alive. You made it. You survived.
2019 is off to some type of start.
What? You know? So, so how's the week, guys? You know, another week has gone.
Productive for
okay,
me.
Okay. Anushka is secure in the bag.
You know it. Somebody's got to do it.
Guys, it's not I don't want to. I just can't right now. Okay. I'm trying. Yeah.
I think the other thing is I have finished my first book for 2019.
Yeah, you're slacking. If you haven't finished a book yet, catch up.
Read a book.
Whoa, shut your
yeah. She put a challenge down there for you, you know.
Yes, I just finished reading Becoming Michelle Obama.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
How was it? What did you rate it out of 10?
Out of 10. Strong 8.
Wow. Okay. Wow. Why not a 9 or even a 10?
Okay, I felt like the beginning...
Hold on, guys. Is this Anushka's book review? Is that a new segment? She gives us a book club. Review. Book club with Anushka. Okay, guys. All right, guys. Gather around. Get ready for...
This can't be club. Weekly. Monthly. Monthly book club.
So, this month, Anushka read Becoming by Michelle Obama.
Okay. So what happened to... Like, next week, I have to say what my book of the month is?
I mean, when you finish reading the book, you give your thoughts. Okay. All right? Ooh, let us know what pressure. You read and how it went. Okay. Yeah. So, you say a strong 8 out of 10.
I say a strong 8 out of 10. I really liked the beginning. It really focused on her upbringing and, you know, really that foundation of, you know...
Okay.
That foundation of who she was turning into who she became. And it was very approachable and relatable, right? So I could see many women, especially young women, saying, okay, like, this is similar, the thoughts and feelings that you're having of, like, inadequacy or being enough as, you know, what we'd be going through. And I felt that it was a lot of focus on that time period of life. It was slow, but it built.
Okay.
But when it came to the part about, I guess, the election and stuff with being in the White House and the second part of the White House, it was very fast, but it kind of lost a bit of that storytelling in the beginning.
Yeah, they have to save that for the other book, for the joint book. You can't put that in hers.
And I guess also since we kind of knew some of the stuff already that happened, it wasn't like all of this insider scoop and, you know...
Also, no marital problems between Barack and Michelle.
No, they're pretty perfect.
They're perfect. it is what it seems.
But, relationship goals.
Yeah, right. But I even I liked how she was, you know, honest in the end about how she like spoke out about Trump and like saw, you know, things. And
I feel everyone's speaking out about.
Well, but you know, in politics, you know, it's your thing to kind of hold in. But she was saying, you know, being democratic.
Being a Democrat, you hold
no,
it?
Not a Democrat.
Oh, being... democracy?
Yes.
Really? You didn't speak out against the president? Because to me, they did that when Obama was president. Everyone was speaking out.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, it's not democracy. Diplomacy, not democracy.
Also, now she had to be diplomatic? Everybody else was diplomatic.
She always had to be diplomatic because everybody's eyes always on her and judging her. But in the comments that she made about... Trump, it was for her about the importance of using her voice and not just sitting and just kind of taking the...
Saying, like how Hillary Clinton not really saying... No, Hillary... I think Hillary's saying stuff. I think everybody hates Trump. We can say that. But I get what you're saying. You know, she used her voice to let people know that, yo, like, this is really a bad,
well, yes, bad individual. But she still did it with Silent
Grace. Yeah, with Silent Grace. Yeah, I know, you know.
But it was, I think, for somebody interested, especially women interested in discovering, you know, concepts of identity, finding your voice, finding your place in, you know, the grander scheme of things. It's a great read. It just kind of missed the mark from me. And
a man should be afraid if he came home and his woman is reading that book.
Yes.
Because she's trying to find her voice and she's probably going to rise up and overthrow him.
She would probably do it anyway. Where there's a will, there's a way.
Okay. Power
like
to the
that. I like that.
Fight the power.
And there you have it, guys. This was Anushka's book club review.
Applause,
right?
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, it sounds like it was an interesting book.
Yeah, yeah. It definitely interesting. Definitely will, you know, be a staple on the bookshelf.
Okay, but, okay. All right. You know. Adani, anything, you know, big going on for you, you know?
Well, hard at work, you know, doing work stuff.
Work stuff, you know. Yep. That's all you need to know. No specifics. Wow. Just know he's at specifics, work, doing work.
Stuff, you know.
You know.
You know, we're opening soon, so at that point, I will talk a little bit more.
Yeah. I feel you.
Yeah, but for now, knock on wood, things are going well.
Okay.
And you know, we're hopefully opening in Black History Month next month. So.
Oh boy.
Yep. Oh boy.
Okay. Yep. Yeah, well, you know, my week. It was a week, you know. Quiet, chill, applying for jobs as usual, you know. You know that life when you just graduate, you kinda in limbo. Well, you're not in limbo, you know what you want to do. You just need somebody to let you do it.
Yeah.
And pay you to do it. So it's like, yo, it's like, hey guys, I want to work. Here's the resume. Just hire me. But
actually,
I mean,
for me, like when I graduated, I ended in May, so I literally had the whole summer to just lay back, and then I went back in like September. But when you graduate in December, like you have 1 month, and like now you're back at it.
I honestly don't need that much time off. Like maybe after undergrad, like I wanted that time off. Like now I'm just ready to like go out there and start making some money. Like. Bro, I'm not broke, but like I'm broke. Okay,
you could be richer.
I could be richer.
All right, yeah. I need to make
some money. I ready to, you know, hit the ground running, you know, start this career.
Yeah.
You know, be a contributing citizen of society. You know.
Yeah. So, well, I'm still aiming for my 45. You know?
Yeah. No, I'm aiming to retire by 45 though. Yeah.
Yeah.
Letting y'all know that now. So then I turn 40 this year. I'm working for 15 years. 15 and years, I'm out.
Exactly. 45 and done.
Yeah. Right, exactly. 45 and done. I mean,
at that point, I just have to look good with gray hair and be in the gym every day and managing businesses.
Exactly.
Oh my
right?
God.
I mean, now, hear that, guys. You all hear me saying about I'm looking for a job, Missy. It's not that I don't want a job. It's that I don't have my work authorization yet. That's the real stopping factor right now. So,
interesting question. Is the government shutdown affecting that?
Potentially.
Okay. And let me tell you why I say that. So, I graduate, I find my OPT, and I regularly log on and check the status online. Now, on the page, there's this thing you can click to see the processing times. So you put in the center your application went through and what application it is, and it usually tells you what the processing times are. So up until not this Friday, that passed, the Friday before, it was saying 1.5 to 3 months. Last Monday, I checked it, that jumped from 1.5 to 3 months to like 2 months to 5 months.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, I don't know. It's possibly affecting it, but fingers crossed, you know.
Yeah,
I'm waiting to see.
Yeah.
Maybe it might come through, you know, mm-hmm. and then I can start working. But, you know, everything happens in its time. I rush in the process.
Yeah, don't rush the brush.
You know the thing. Check it. Yeah.
So, We have faith that you will find something.
Yes.
We have faith that you will be my ticket to the trophy wife life.
Yes.
No pressure.
I know it's no pressure. Anushka has this dream of, you know, just, you know,
I don't know. Up, I saw
going to yoga like
yeah,
in the morning.
excuse me, what the fuck does that mean?
Oh, like you strike me as somebody that like has to be doing something all the time. So like,
yeah, so I shared something on my Instagram the other day. It was this graphic that was like, when part of you is like, oh, I want to be this independent woman that has my own career, blah, 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 blah. And the other part of you is, I just want to go to Pilates and drink mimosas.
Yeah, you see, so I want, I'll let
so I just live, want like a some yeah. kind of mix of those two.
I will let her live the dream because I know it'll be a short-lived. Like, she'll do it for like maybe like 6 months and then she'll be like, I'm bored, I want a job, or I want a business to run, or yeah, something
probably.
And then I'll just let her go. So yeah, you know, you have to support your significant other in what they want to do, alright?
Yeah.
You know, so it is what it is.
So things that happened this week, Adani, do you know all the details of the Marshall diss track?
Well, thank you for bringing that up. Basically, when I listen, because I listened to it once or twice, but basically, Marshall, hosted the funeral for Iwa George, and it was very, very, very short and very destructive. Wow. Yeah, the song I think is Dr. Mashup, and it basically, he like just brings Iwa George through the ringer. Like, there was a line about people coming Marshall Monday, they're going Kes Tuesday, but nobody's there for Iwa Wednesday. And like on the video, they have an X over the flyer for Iwa Wednesday.
Oh, wow.
And then he's talking about something to do with the piggy. It was just, it was a lot. It was a lot. And then people were saying, you're laughing now, but let Bungie ghostwrite for Iwa George. You'll go ahead.
Well, yeah, so I saw this tweet. Marshall and Iwa Curry with Dr. Mashup 2, but let's be real, the day he play mad and this Bungie, he gonna be left in shambles. The Viking have way too much lyrics for anybody to play mad. I don't mind the beef, though.
Yo, that's crazy. Yeah,
so we have, but this is
so we
like
soca beef.
Yeah, like I didn't even know. I thought soca was wild. All about, it's all about unity, togetherness.
Yeah, not this time.
Not 2019. Soca, soca has distracts.
So hold on. So what started this beef?
I have no idea.
I'm not sure the history.
Yeah, because I think this beef has been going on for a while.
Okay.
Beef has been going on for a while.
I'm not sure what escalated it to this point.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So, but if Bungie and Marshall can make up, then maybe in the future, 10 years from now, Iwa and Marshall, you know.
Nah, not when you do somebody career. I don't feel they have any.
Well, and the thing is, Marshall's all about like positivity and higher heights. So for him to do a diss track, like,
maybe it'll be like 20 years from now, because like when Nas had do Ife and he had say, yeah, like fuck Jay-Z, like they weren't friends like a couple of weeks later. It's like 10 years later they're like, alright, we friends now, forget about it, kind of thing. So that's wild.
Meanwhile, Jay-Z still like that shit still with me.
Boy,
I still can't watch it.
And the cover, Jay-Z like, boy, so, that touched me, that hit me, and one day I will get you back.
So, guys, on this topic of music and creatives and all that fun stuff,
it's been a wild time for them. 2019 starts off hot, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like, well, 2018 ended/2019. It ended hot and it carried over
right,
into 2019.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I would say that's accurate. Yeah. So one of the things we wanted to talk about today was, can you separate the art from the artist?
Yeah.
And should we separate the art from the artist? If all of the, I wouldn't even say recent developments, with the Lifetime documentary that came up about R. Kelly. And that put R. Kelly's, I guess, very dirty laundry history, in the spotlight. There was this whole movement.
Place it back in the spotlight.
Right?
Is that what you told me forgot?
he had a song, right? It was his song, Trapped in the Closet?
Yeah, you're trapped in the closet. That's not the song. I mean, you have to think about R. Kelly when he had put on the track 10, yo, he's not guilty. Him and Jay-Z, Jigga and Kelly, not guilty.
Oh my God. Well, Vernon's going way back, y'all. No, but with all of R. Kelly's dirty, dark, nasty, salop for our French friends past, coming back into the limelight and people having calls for banning R. Kelly and muting R. Kelly, what do we think about this whole separating the art from the artist concept? Now, I understand that R. Kelly, like, this is a very special case, for lack of better
special
words.
Special how? Explain to me. Explain to us.
Okay, so I guess we can rewind, right, with the whole Mute R. Kelly thing started with, from what I believe and have gathered, it started with the parents of some girls that he has.
Yeah.
And
I think
and
so.
Have been out of contact and has been keeping.
The other ones that started the Mute R. Kelly thing?
Initially, yeah. Mute R. Kelly has been a thing.
Oh, yeah, but I think it picked up traction.
For years, right. And it's picked up traction, I guess, especially with the documentary.
I think the main person
out.
Who made it pick up traction, yeah, the documentary, but I think the main person also was Jada Pinkett Smith. I think she was the first one who went on social media and she was like, I could be wrong, but from my perusing of social media, to me, I saw her say it first, but then again, it could be that Instagram algorithm showed it to me
first. So, I guess it's a couple of things, right? Why? So, for me personally, I think there is an element of the Mutant R. Kelly thing that is right.
Okay, so you're saying you cannot separate the artist from the art?
So, I think right now, the consumer, as a consumer, your power is where you put your money, right?
Okay.
Right?
Agreed.
And
I'm following now, you know, I'm going down this train right here.
And where you put your money shows what you endorse and what you support. Right?
Okay.
Right?
Yes.
So with R. Kelly, there has not been justice. There have been multiple attempts to get him, you know, multiple tries. They are never successful. And clearly there are all of these people around him who know about the salopte that he is doing and have not been doing anything.
They're enabling, the shielding, the blocking.
Exactly.
So
muting him from the... So this is a thing to hit him where it hurts, right? So mute him. Don't support somebody like that if you do not agree with the lifestyle or the things that they are doing. So let's say... It's the same thing as a political thing. Your money is the same thing as your vote, right? If you don't support all the stuff Trump is saying, you will not give him a vote. So why would you give him a listen or give him a play or give him those extra dollars to say,
so here's my
yes.
thing. I'm not disagreeing or agreeing. I'm just playing, you know.
Yes, I know.
Devil's advocate here. So then you'll be canceling a lot of other music as well. Because you have to remember, there are some songs he may not have sang, but he's written or he's produced.
So
he have credits on and he's getting... Because look, Omarion come out and say, after this Millennium Tour, they B2K going to basically shelve a whole bunch of their songs because I think it's songs he R. Kelly produced.
Mm-hmm.
So what now? Do we stop listening to those B2K songs too?
Right. And I think for somebody who has had that length and breadth of a history and repertoire, it's difficult, right? So is it to say, and what does muting R. Kelly mean, right? Does muting R. Kelly mean you not choosing to opt in to play it? Is it as a consumer, or is it like what's been happening that Sony dropped him, whoever dropped him from the higher, you know, the big player, Spotify drop him, you know, these kinds of things.
I think they dropped him and they put him back. I'm not sure if they drop him again.
I don't know. I couldn't tell you. But
but here's my thing. Before you ask all these questions, you still haven't answered for me. Can you separate, you Anushka, can you separate the artist from the art?
Well, guys, personally, half the time I'm listening to things, I don't know who sings it. So, yes, I can separate the artist from the art.
Yes, and I honestly, I can attest to that. Half the time she doesn't know who it is, so she probably could separate it very easily.
Except if it's Cardi.
She clearly can do it. Yeah, I have no question about that. Adana, can you separate the artist from the art?
Yeah, I can. Because, I mean, a lot of times, you see, personally for me, I do not believe in celebrity worship.
Mm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And celebrity and artist worship, I like strongly oppose that.
Right.
And I just think the people who sing these songs, they have talents, right?
Right.
But the people nonetheless, but the people with extraordinary talents.
But yeah? I think another thing,
a lot of times their personal life, you know, and because of how they grew up and because of what
they're subject to,
who they're around, who managing their money,
how they get all this money so quickly in their life.
Yeah, exactly. A change of life from being like super broke to now being super rich. You know, these people have a lot of pressure on their shoulders, right? I don't say what they do is wrong, all right? I just think they have a lot of pressure on their shoulders. And a lot of times we look to these people as some kind of guiding light, but they're not.
And I agree. I agree. Yes, you can separate the artist from the art.
So I might look at somebody and say, hey, I don't agree with your life choices. I strongly oppose you as a human being. However, this song you made is fire.
Right. So I on that note, I feel like a lot of artists and stuff are troubled people with a dark history and they tapped into that source energy from somewhere, and it may have been that music was their outlet to step outside
It's 100%. That's what it's
right. Saying. Right. Music is their outlet to step outside of that. So it could be that the times they were producing or creating music were the times where it took them away from being, you know, took them away from their demons.
Sometimes it took them away, or sometimes they were deep in it. Because I've watched interviews with rappers and people who say, like, or producers. I was watching this interview, Irv Gotti, and he say, all the time, all these Ja Rule and Ashanti hits your head, he say, half them hit, he himself was on ecstasy. Mm-hmm. He was high as a kite. He didn't know what he was doing, but he was just making hits.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes they're so deep in it that, they're not checking. I'm not saying that's an excuse for what they're doing, but that's just what it is. But as we say, and as Adani say, I can separate the artist from the art, because, I think Michael Jordan is an amazing basketball player, one of the greatest of all times. But I also think he's a shitty human being.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's my take. Right. It's two different things to me. So, basketball player, shitty human being.
So I
can separate the two.
I think what we've touched on here is we can separate the artist from the art, but when should we separate the artist from the art? And when should you take so much of a stance to, you know, ban the artist and the art, right?
I think you can still separate them and still ban them.
I think the other question I'll bring up, sorry if I'm like just piling them
on. Yeah, you're just piling on the questions. Just kill this with them. You know?
Kill it with the questions. You know, when do you acknowledge that these people are humans and they just made a mistake?
Yes.
Right? True. That's the...
Okay, let's touch on that one first.
So I think a perfect example of that is Chris Brown.
Yes, 100% agree. In that he had his issue, he had his incident with Rihanna, okay? He admitted he was wrong. Every time Chris Brown has done something or has been in the news for some madness, if you notice, he always admits he's wrong and tries to move on.
Mm-hmm.
But then I notice a trend in that it may die down. No one says anything about it, but no one never really lets him move on. And a prime example is Chris Brown posted a picture, I think, New Year's Day or New Year's Eve with Drake. And the comments under the pictures, I was like, what is going on? People say basically, why is Drake with this woman beater? Woman beater, woman beater, woman beater. And it's like, I'm not saying he didn't hit Rihanna. Uh-huh. He did. We acknowledge it. We accept it. But he has also moved on, and to the point that she, Rihanna, has forgiven him
mm-hmm.
for that. So at what point do we forgive?
Yeah, so remember even like a couple years ago, we went to a Chris Brown concert, and I had told some of my coworkers that's where I was going, and they were like, isn't that the woman beater? Like, as if I shouldn't be going because he's a woman beater.
So, it's like, so then
even for me,
then
like, even for me, even if I didn't agree,
how did that make you feel?
Yeah, even if I didn't agree with them, one, I wasn't about to fight that at work, and then two, I felt like I just shouldn't say to them that that's why I'm not telling anybody else.
And then look at you and judge you like, oh, so you supported a woman beater?
Yeah, so I'm not telling anybody else, any of these people, that's where I'm going.
Yeah, but it's true.
Read between
at what
the
point are we forgiving people? And I'm not saying necessarily you have to forget, but at what point do we move? We let somebody move on from something.
Well, and because, I think that's the difference. I think it's realizing when it's a mistake or behavior that they have learned, that you know they've learned from,
exactly,
versus now
a pattern.
Like R. Kelly.
Exactly.
A pattern or a disease.
I mean,
or,
another example, Kevin Hart and this whole hosting show and people digging up tweets.
Uh-huh.
And Kevin Hart saying, okay, I messed up. I made a mistake. I tweeted those things. But that was back then. I have grown since. I don't think that way again. So at what point do you let... And the thing is, that brought those tweets up before sometime and he had said the same thing. So at what point do we let people grow and move on and learn from their mistakes?
So I guess let's just bring some Caribbean artists into
the mix
here, you know? Right, is it that we as Caribbean people don't judge Caribbean artists like that? Like, okay, yes, everyone was like, yes, free Buju, like, yes, finally Buju is free. Is it because they believed he was wrongly imprisoned? Is it because they didn't think drugs was that big a deal?
Maybe they think the sentence was too harsh.
Okay, I would agree with that.
I think that's what it was. They think the sentence was too harsh. Because I think in the Caribbean, it's not that we don't care about those things, but I think we put a more outrageous thing to us is sexual
fairness.
Abuse.
Oh, okay.
And these kind of things.
Yeah,
versus a drug charge.
Child abuse.
Yeah. Yeah, right. So
then... drugs is just, everybody know drugs, man.
True, everybody know drugs, man. The man is hustling, trying to make some money.
So does everybody know a murderer if we need to switch it to Vibes Cartel?
Where everybody know a goon.
Hera.
Everybody have that one person.
Hera.
So, Vernon, what do you...
Hera. End somebody life for them on
Hera. We don't know if Vibes Cartel actually killed a man. They never found the body.
So he was framed.
So he may not be dead for all you know. Alright? Law and order logic dictates.
No body, no crime.
So they have no body.
Then he's a Vibes Cartel fan, at least of the music.
Fanatic. Alright? Nobody.
Are you a fan
no
of the arts or the artists?
Both. I'm sorry, I have to say both. Okay, the art and the artist are one in that case, in my opinion.
Well,
funny you should say that. Then we were just discussing that yesterday with somebody in Portland, and I was telling them I think they're gonna release Vibes Cartel this year or next year.
It's possible.
But you said in that case the art and the artist are one. Why would the art and the artist not always be one?
No, let me tell you why in that case, to me, the art and the artist are one. And I guess maybe I have blinders on in that that's one of my favorite artists, and I listen to all his music. But the thing is, you see an evolution in his music at the same time as him.
Mm.
That's the thing. When Vybz Kartel changing, his music changing.
Okay.
It's never this.
True.
Versus R. Kelly. R. Kelly been peeing on people for a hot moment, and we know it at this point. Okay? This dude went to Africa and did a show and was singing to women, "Who wants to come back to America? Did you get your shot? Do you want to come back to America with Rob?" Oh. He out here recruiting live in front of people.
So we've seen he's cancelled.
So okay, is it a situation? So if you're in a fit, right?
And R. Kelly come on, if I go to stop dancing, no.
Or sing, you're not gonna sing that song.
Well, let me tell you, the St. Lucian people, at least from what I can recall, they did not care about R. Kelly's previous transgressions, because when he came down for jazz, I never see Pigeon Point have so many people before.
But I think a lot of people until this documentary didn't know the intimate details of the things that he had done.
Okay.
Here's my thing.
Me saying, no, I'm not going to stop dancing or singing doesn't mean I support R. Kelly. There are nothing wrong with liking a song.
Mm.
They have nothing wrong with singing along to a song.
So,
but if I see R. Kelly on the side of the road burning, I'm not going to rush out of my car to throw water on him, to put him out.
I'm not even going to stop.
That's a different thing there altogether. If I see R. Kelly talking to some little girls, I will pick up the phone and call 911 and say, "Hey, I just see R. Kelly talking to some little girls. Come over here quick, fast."
So kind of thing. But I guess even you have to think, you touched on a good point. Like, if this is a song that you like or whatever, but even past that, right? If it's more than a song that you like, but a song that speaks to you or has an emotional connection to you or your life. Let's say the storm is over now, or I believe I can fly, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, you should say that. Some people got married to that.
Okay.
Some people's favorite songs.
Right, because I think it's at that point, it's the person's individual connection to the music and not necessarily the artist, right?
Exactly.
Like, you know, your girl loves some Whitney Houston, The Bodyguard soundtrack, right? But
you're not out here canceling. You're not out here canceling Whitney because Whitney was doing coke.
But I'm also not like, oh my God, I love Whitney Houston so much, you know, from every thread of my being.
You're not out here thinking, boy, was Whitney doing coke when she was singing that song?
Oh, yeah, no, but
you just sing the song, you just go with it.
Right, and it is what it means to you. So I think, like, definitely interesting perspectives, guys, but
I'm going to give you a radical take.
As usual.
On this R. Kelly thing. Well, I don't think it's a radical thing, because I think everyone else shares the same views as well. Because from the documentary, what I'm hearing is there were parents bringing their daughters to R. Kelly. So, yes, R. Kelly is wrong. But I think those parents are wrong too.
But I don't think they knew the gravity of what was...
Even if you don't know the gravity, you're not supposed to be bringing your 17-year-old daughter...
Well, it
to
was
R. Kelly.
But it was younger, so I mean, some of them were 14.
Okay.
But he was, but I think what the parents were saying is what he outwardly kind of expressed with their kids and stuff like that was like he seemed genuine and seemed, you know, like he was just there for the music or for you know, developing these proteges and these kinds of things. Even who knows, you know, how much they know or don't know. Even some of his staff were like, oh, if he's actually doing the things that they claim, he must be a really great good actor, because they cannot see that out of him.
I hear that and I hear all these things, but here's my thing, and this is me. Maybe as a logical person...
But you think
me as a logical person, me as a suspicious skeptic, I will look at R. Kelly's career and I say, hold on, this man has never had any proteges.
Mm.
How this man say that he think my daughter can be a protege now? All these years you're in the music industry, you have nobody under you, come up and make it big, and suddenly you telling me you think my daughter could be it? Nah, that's a problem. I don't think I'm going to go there. Put my child in the car, so, we going home.
So you think all of these people were just naive?
I don't think they were. I'm not saying all were naive, but I think all of them wanted it so bad. They were willing to turn a blind eye to the glaring, the red flags, the flares on the road. You know, the person on the side saying, oh, you don't go down there. They have a big hole, kind of, like they were willing to turn a blind eye to it because they wanted it so bad. That's what I'm saying. And it goes to a thing where I feel like as a parent, you're supposed to be the most protective of your child. And you shouldn't just be out there just handing your child off to somebody.
Yeah, well, I know our parents, you know, is, yeah. Where, Caribbean parents.
Where your mother, a Caribbean mother, would hand you off to somebody?
My mother would have never left me alone with some older man like that by myself for me to be abducted.
I was 16. Some school came and wanted to offer me a tennis scholarship. My mother said, no, she's not sending me. That should tell you, Caribbean parents not just out here handing the children off like that. They need to know everything. They need to know every detail. Where you're going, what time you're coming back. Call me when you reach there. Call me when you leave in. You ain't hit your child with none of them things? But anyway, that's not the topic right now. The topic is R. Kelly artists and
labels. Just listen,
In terms of coming back, right? Firstly, do you all think he should take jail or should he go to a... Should he receive help? Because they were talking about how his childhood was very traumatic.
Jail.
Okay, so jail.
It's now, past help. Let me tell you that. If it was early in the game... Down,
will he have paid for his crimes? Can he start singing again without...
in my opinion, if he goes to jail and he comes back, he comes out, I think yes... He can start singing again.
And is or isn't doing the same things?
Well, if he's doing the same things, then yeah, he can't.
Then he hasn't learned at all.
Then he hasn't learned. He's not reformed. Because my thing is, somebody go to jail, they come out, the first thing, I want to believe you're a reformed citizen. I can't judge you and think you go to go back and do the same thing until I see some pattern of behavior. So until you start showing behavior, in my mind, you're a reformed citizen, let's go. But I'm watching you closely, but let's go. Okay? But okay, here's a thing. I have a question for you. We on this topic, right? So this whole docuseries come out, like we say, they expose R. Kelly, they put out his business and whatnot. There's a news article at Sundance Festival, somebody's going to be releasing a documentary on Michael Jackson, and they're going to be touching on, you know, these allegations of Michael Jackson and whatnot. Where do you all stand on that? And I ask that because, remember, Michael Jackson went to court for his allegations and was found not guilty. And everybody moved on, no problem. Also, Michael Jackson is now dead. So where do y'all stand on this? Do y'all think this has any, you know, merit at this point that the man is dead? Is it that we out here stomping on a dead man's grave? Or do you think it's something that we need to shed light on?
Go ahead, Adani.
I was saying that, you know, more information is seldom a bad thing. However, I always question the motives of some of these people.
And the timing.
Yeah, and things like that. Like, is there a monetary gain? Like, is there some kind of behind the scenes?
Because I see...
Negotiation with Michael Jackson's estate. And some other details have now come to light. Like, you know, like, what's the backstory behind
this? No, but
for somebody to just, like, out of the blue be like, hey, we need to know more about this.
But you see, so, for me, Adani, I see it as a, you know what? Boy, let me ride that wave. Everybody on this documentary series is exposing people. They just exposed R. Kelly. Let me try and ride that wave and put a thing out quick there on Michael Jackson. Because if everybody sees the R. Kelly one so well, they will all run towards the Michael Jackson one. No matter what we're saying on it. That's how I think it is. I'm not saying that because I don't know.
So I think when people die, we always focus on, even, you know, celebrities die, they always focus on the best parts of the person, okay. Right? Like they, so, you know, Michael Jackson died and it was all like, oh my God, the king of pop, blah, 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 right?
I don't
same thing
so.
For Whitney. About how maybe it was a tragedy or whatever, how she died, but like, oh my God, Whitney, like the greatest, blah, 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 blah. They don't say, you know, when somebody dies, it's in extremely poor taste to bring up the, oh, Michael Jackson, who, you know, was accused for touching boys or whatever, was, you know, is now dead.
Okay.
Right? They lead with...
Okay.
The best things about the person and almost ignore uh-huh. all of the bad, okay. Right? So I guess what would you say about things like Narcos or
what do you mean Narcos, talking about Pablo Escobar?
Uh-huh.
No, but before you even get to that here's my hold on. Before you get to that, because here's my thing. Okay, yes, I get what you're saying. But the man went to court for those allegations and he was found not guilty.
But what if
what you come in and talk about now again?
So what if
he did?
What talking if, about Pablo?
What? No.
What? Well, we know Pablo did what he did. And Pablo didn't have no qualms hiding that he did what he did. He
so that's why
everybody, he did what he did.
So that's why they can talk about Pablo however they want to talk about
because Pablo
after
he did
died.
What he did and Pablo never denied it. He was out here saying, yo, I'm a drug. You saw Narcos when they arrest Pablo Escobar and he laughed at the police officer because he knew who he was and he's like, you are going to be out in a couple hours, my G. Save yourself that paperwork. Just let me go. I am Pablo Escobar, biggest cocaine dealer.
The thing about the Pablo Escobar, right, is that to me, most people looking at that would not even see that as like a negative. They would see that as like Pablo Escobar was a boss.
So like, do you think for like
looking at Narcos and being like, well, that Pablo Escobar, he's just a horrible human being.
Because
he did horrible things, but like people looking at that love Narcos.
Hold on. No, stop. But here's the thing. Here's the difference here. And this is my thing. For all the bad man Pablo Escobar was a bad man, all the money Pablo Escobar was making and all his things, he was still pumping money into Colombia, building football fields for people mm-hmm. to play football and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So, as much as all...
I'm supporting whole cities.
Exactly. So, here's the thing. I think when you see somebody has done so much bad, people go and they focus on the one couple good things they have done. In the case of Pablo Escobar, which I was like, oh, Pablo Escobar, this is a bad man, you know, he's a boss, whatever. Mm-hmm. Michael Jackson, on the other hand, all this great music and whatnot, he's dead, he's moved on, but now somebody wants to go back and focus on the couple small, the transgressions that have been brought up against him throughout his lifetime, transgressions that he has gone to court for and has been found not guilty for.
So
that's the thing for me, you know. Mm-hmm. That's the thing for me.
For the record, I'm going to say that Narcos is not a documentary.
Yeah, it's not a documentary. Yeah. But we know about Escobar.
I was drawing a blank and that's the first thing I could
do. even if you look outside of Narcos.
The thing about these stories is that these people have such complicated lives that you could pick an angle and you could like very much like stick to it for the entire portion of their life. So you could say, hey, Pablo Escobar is a bad person. He killed all these people and he murdered all these people. And that could be the whole basis of your documentary. All the people Pablo Escobar killed. Somebody else from Colombia.
Nobody sure. You can do it for Chris
Brown. Escobar. They could be like, how Pablo Escobar helped me make it to the Colombian football team by building all these soccer fields in Colombia. And that whole documentary would just be about Pablo Escobar giving billions of dollars back to Colombia.
True.
Right? And there'll be two different documentaries, none of them lying. Both of them telling the truth, but both of them basically looking at different
parts of the story.
Parts of the same person's life. Mm-hmm. The same thing for Castro, right?
Yeah.
Mm. People in Cuba, in America who fled Cuba will make a documentary saying Fidel Castro is the worst human being ever to grace the world. Other people around the Caribbean might make a documentary saying Fidel Castro helped us get our eyesight. He gave us free schooling. A lot of us can speak Spanish because of him. he helped the Caribbean a lot. Like, you know, like, and they wouldn't, neither of them would maybe be wrong, because they kind of making a documentary based on their dealings and their knowledge of how they interpret that that they're dealing with. So the same thing for Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Like, that person might be approaching this as like, you know, this is what Michael Jackson did, and then, you know, we need to know the truth. And then somebody can come next year and be like, Michael Jackson gave away $20 million away to this charity, and this is how he has this foundation, and this and that, and this is why he was a good person. So, you know...
Okay, Adani, hear that, yeah. This is what Michael Jackson did, we need to know the truth. And they say, he went to court...
But that
was
just,
deliberated.
But that could be for one. That could be for one thing that the thing is not about.
Not guilty. It's okay.
It could be for something else. Okay. It could be for some deep dark secret that we never
knew.
But
guys, here's my issue with this thing at the root of it. My issue with this whole thing. I think right now there's this trend of exposing people going on. And I'm not saying people need to be exposed, but it goes back to a why now thing. That is my issue. It's a why now? Why haven't you all been listening to these girls that R. Kelly have listened to their parents for how many years before? Why is now alone y'all really want to say something? Why y'all were not saying things years before?
Well,
Michael Jackson died in 2009. We in 2019, my G. Why is now you coming and give me the documentary about whatever he do? He dead.
I'm not, well...
All you're going to do is drive people to go and listen to his music and drive his streams up and make his estate richer. So tell me, why?
I think it boils back
to... That's just a skeptic in me, you know.
I think it, at least for the R. Kelly stuff, it boils back to the media. Because it's not like the parents of the girls and that kind of thing were not, like, working and trying to get in contact with
they were.
Their
that,
girls
and, that's
and do all of that. But the media was not necessarily picking up their stories or making a big deal
so why
of
all
the
of
R. Kelly
why
thing.
Why all of a sudden they pick it up? That's why I want
because to. Of the Lifetime thing. Lifetime is not the media, but, you know, Lifetime...
Why Lifetime pick it up?
Well, that's a whole other thing because Lifetime has been doing the stuff on Aaliyah and whoever, and that's how they get their traction.
Okay.
So that R. Kelly thing was an opportunity. I don't discredit Lifetime
I don't
for
discredit
doing it.
No,
Lifetime did what the media
was
has
doing.
Not been doing.
And I'm not discrediting them. No, not at all. Not at all.
So, but I think
I,
it...
I'm happy you're bringing it to light and whatnot. I just want to know why it took so long, Missy.
Who?
Lifetime, the people who
no,
make that
but you don't.
I feel like that's something.
When
because,
it comes to producing something, there's so much that goes into that and meeting the right
and
people
I get that.
And getting funding and
okay,
all of that.
And
so
I get that.
I disagree.
But when you see some other people and you hear some other stories, it looking like some. You mean to tell me people out here ambushing people in motel rooms, doing like basically you kidnapping your child from R. Kelly, like
yeah.
Like, that sounded like, Missy, like somebody should have been, like, screaming this shit and we should have been taking them on.
Well, and that's the thing. People were not taking them on because they were out there. They have been out there. They've been on TV shows. They've been all over the place publicly speaking.
So, head on, Missy.
Which is why it's like a call for humanity, not only to mute him, but to stand up against...
Yeah. I'm not arguing that. Hear that, Missy. I have a question.
Mm.
All right? Take R. Kelly out of the equation. Let's just look at people on a whole and what's been happening. We have this whole cancel culture going on now.
Okay.
The moment somebody do something that we don't agree with, it's bad, we don't agree with them, cancel them. Sure, you can use Kanye, yes. Kanye, we can say...
Kanye canceled himself.
Everybody on the... That's an extreme one. I don't think you can use that. Kanye canceled himself. Because Kanye has been on these rants. He Twitter fighting with Drake, but really not with Drake, because Drake not responding. So Kanye is all over the place. But, okay. Example, Offset and Cardi B.
Okay.
Offset cheat on Cardi B. Why Offset not canceled? I want to know what constitutes somebody being cancelled. Okay.
Well, and the other thing is, how involved in these celebrities' lives are we supposed to be? Like
way too involved.
Right?
Too involved,
like, should we even okay, I know the whole Cardi B Offset thing. A lot of it is just like drama and like entertainment and all of that. But like, should we even care so much that that happened? Exactly. Like,
but okay, but even
people
even
cheat on people every day.
Exactly. Okay, but here's my
thing. Is it because we don't treat them like regular ass people?
Exactly. But even with that whole canceling thing, right? Okay. So I think at first people were saying cancel him, then people were saying, oh, take him back. But then, in the end, people were still going on his page and cursing him and saying all kind of things. And she was saying, she called you and saying, oh, leave my baby father alone. I want to work things out. So, again,
but then they were vexed with her for going to Puerto Rico
with her child father. So, I just
try like
to
people to, it's like, it's a weird thing if like how involved you should be in
well stuff. And I think part of the thing, social media makes everybody feel like they have a voice and they have a say, so somebody will tell me, oh, immediately cancel him away. So it's like, why cancel? But then here's my thing, can somebody come back from cancellation?
I don't know, depends on how loyal their fans are.
Yeah, depends on what they were canceled for. I think eventually a lot of people forget. I think that's just...
Yeah.
So when they forget, they come back.
Yeah, I think that's the kind of world we live in. Like, eventually 90% of people that... Don't quote me on this. This is not...
a bald guy statistic.
Yeah, this is not a statistic. But I feel like majority of people, they react in the moment. And while it's popular and hot to react, and then eventually they forget why that person was canceled in the first place.
Okay.
So that's why even after R. Kelly did what he did, for a few years people were not messing with R. Kelly back in the day. And then afterwards he came back with some fire music and everybody was like, Oh my god, R. Kelly, where have you been? R. Kelly, we miss you.
Wait, that's
oh
true.
My god.
Wait,
and then they like the same for thing for Chris Brown after he like, you know, had the stuff with Rihanna, the abuse with Rihanna. Everybody was like, nah, Chris Brown is canceled. And then a few times he came back.
Well, after a while, it's not like, a few times, yeah. Chris Brown is the king of the comeback. Okay, Chris Brown can do something bad in January, yeah, and by the BET Awards, like moonwalk his way back into everybody's heart, and they scream, "Oh my God, I love Chris Brown! Chris Brown is the best."
Same thing for Kanye. I feel like Kanye has had a bad year last year. But let Kanye come with some fire music this year and talk about he don't like Trump. He's like, okay, Kanye, we know where you are now.
Danny, okay, I think that's different, eh? Yes, because everybody feels so strongly about Trump and the dislike for Trump. And Kanye out here saying he support Trump and he believes in Trump.
That's why I say he don't support Trump anymore. People be like, okay, Kanye.
But I think even then they'll question it. I think even then they'll question it. They will say like, why now? Why you change your tune all of a sudden? Kind of thing. So it's a strange time.
The funny thing is, like, Caribbean artists, like, they can come and once they don't do anything past the line, which I'm not sure where that is.
Boy.
Once they don't
do, I feel like it's a moving line, you know.
They will come back. Buju, Vibes. Like, some people have even tried to like say don't like Bob Marley because he had all these women and he had all these children with other women.
But that's my thing.
People cheat all the time. Like,
well,
you know,
and we're not saying that cheating is a good thing, but in the grand scheme of things, that's like the thing you're picking on somebody for, to say like don't like their music and cancel them and whatnot. Like, you serious?
And we try and project this perfection onto artists, and the people closest to us in our lives don't meet that in any way.
Like, you holding these artists to this high standard, but you yourself not living that. Okay, prime example. All the people that were saying, "Oh, cancel Offset because of Cardi B and whatnot," half of them were side chicks.
Whoa!
Vernon, hey. Where did you carry out a research report on that?
That's a ball guy visual stamp. But I put the ball guy visual stamp, hey, the stamp on that. Ball guy approved. Okay. But you see how I say it, like, we out there holding these people. I don't say we're not supposed to hold them to a standard, eh? But when we out there holding people to a standard, maybe we need to turn the mirror on ourselves too.
Ooh. wee.
You check what I say, like, I can't want to say that you must be high and mighty and walk on water and do all that kind of thing when I can barely swim. Mm.
So I think it's a two-pronged thing, right?
I have to drop it.
You done wooing?
I just waited for the comments on this episode.
I think it's a two-pronged thing, right? I think you can personally have your own values, and if you sincerely believe that I do not support people who, sexually molest or do anything and that, and I personally am going to ban this person because I don't, these are my values and I don't believe in supporting that or whatever, I think that's absolutely fine. But then I think the other piece of it is a lot of people are just impressionable and going with what's trending for the time.
Yes.
And now I think it's fine for those people who have those values to call that out and say, this is what I'm doing. I think more people should be doing this. Here it is. And if that starts a movement of people stopping this because of their values and what they believe in and putting their money where their mouth is and that kind of thing, no problem to that. But if it is a situation where you're canceling people for the hype and then tomorrow or a few weeks, a few months from now, it's going to pass.
And you're back with them. Or you say you cancel them in secret, you're there listening to their music.
Right. Or that other things with people will come up and it's not publicized and you don't do your due diligence and apply the same logic, reasoning, values to the next person on your own, even if it's a social media trend or not.
You're right.
I think you have to have a reason for why you do things, and you have to also treat things consistently, you know, and treat people consistently based on the rules that you kind of set, you know?
You can't be arbitrary, like you say. You have to have a reasoning. But you made a comment there, and it's this trend, this social media trendiness thing, that's a powerful figure. That have people doing all kind of... You saw this Bird Box challenge. People out here blind... Everything now is a challenge now.
But even just quickly, the 2009, 2019 thing, like, I feel like it's so easy for us to just kind of adopt,
let me post my 10-year picture, like...
Hey, I will say I did that because I felt like looking at the pictures, I had grown a lot in 10 years.
Oh, no. I agree on that, friend. There's nothing wrong with that.
I'm not knocking the challenge. I'm just saying things just sweep through.
Yeah, it's the
internet so quickly.
It's how quickly it's adopted. Exactly.
All over the place, right? Because we saw it a lot with our friends and the people we follow, but the fact of the matter is that shit is worldwide. Yeah. Right? It sweeps worldwide. So, I think we have to be very careful.
We have to be careful of what you adopt and pick up.
We have to be careful and mindful of what we pick up. But I think we also need to be true to ourselves and what we believe in and question, why am I doing this or why am I speaking out for it? And how does that apply to just my life in general?
See me posting a 10-year picture in that 10-year challenge, BTS. I think that's BTS. I need to know. I'm your friend. I knew what you looked like 10 years ago. Don't remind me.
No new friends.
It's not that I don't have no new friends. I meet you now. I don't want to know the horrible person you were 10 years ago. Mm-mm. Okay? I like you the way you are now. Don't show me what you were before. Because maybe you showed me what you were before and you were even better before. And now I vex, like, why you can't be that old person? Why you have to be you right now?
No, I will say that
save us
like, that particular challenge had me looking through pictures and reminiscing, like, wow, 10 years ago, we were really dumb, we were really stupid, but we really used to have fun.
Other reasons why I don't want to look for it.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, it's up to you, you know, like, you know, do what makes you happy, but be smart about it.
Well, and I guess...
don't follow the trend just because you're following the trend, like, yeah. Do it because you want to do it.
Well, and you see, that's the thing. I guess that's me being true to myself in that I don't follow trends like that.
Mm.
I don't follow trends. And then also, if you notice, I'm not a big social media poster. Well, I post, but it's never anything personal. It's memes. My life is private, in my opinion. I keep that to myself. Like, I don't like broadcasting myself out. That's just how I am. That's how I will always be that way. That is, it's not, no knock on anybody. I'm not like above people. It's just, I'm a very,
yeah, and, to myself and that's your person. Right.
Yeah. That's just all it is.
Other people write to post.
If exactly. Want. Yeah. It's other people write to post, like, all jokes aside. Like, post your thing if you want. But I think what we need to what we take from this is just be mindful of what trends you're going into and think, like, is that something I want to go into? So, guys, to wrap it up, I go to hit you all with the question from the beginning. Can you separate the artist from the art? Anushka, yes or no?
I thought you were leaving them with that question. No,
but I want you
and
to answer
it. And it would have been a dramatic ending.
But I go to leave it to them at the end. Like, I want to, you know, maybe your mindset changed after all this talking. You know, maybe you went, maybe you were a no, now you are yes. Maybe you're yes.
I feel like I still feel like you can, because you may have a personal connection with the art.
That Adani,
is
yes
not,
or no?
And not a connection with the artist.
Yes or no, you can separate the artist from the art.
I can, but I think maybe sometimes there are situations where you will not be able to.
Okay.
Personally, I'm not really an R. Kelly fan, so I'm not really going to weigh too heavily on that topic, because canceling R. Kelly not going to be very difficult for me, because R. Kelly is not in my daily playlist.
Yeah.
You know. But, you know, if somebody come and talk about canceling Mad Cobra or Elephant Man, then, you know, that'd be a little tough. You know?
You're going to have to sit down and have a real tough conversation.
Yeah. Mad Cobra, you know. Like.
Okay. So.
Vernon?
Yes, I can separate them.
Wow.
I have no problem separating them. You really don't understand. Like, I have no problem. Let me tell you that. I watch movies with people I despise. I think they're horrible human beings. But I think they're really good actors.
Mm.
I like their movies. But I think you're a shitty human being. Would I be a friend of you in real life? No. I watch your movie, though. That's just where I stand. I'm very good at separating the two. I know the difference, you know. So, on that note, guys, let us know on where social media where you stand. Can you separate the artist from the art? What does somebody have to do to get cancelled? And can someone come back from cancellation? Until next week, guys, we're out.